Ronald Allen Boone was born December 28, 1940, in Louisville, Kentucky, moving to Corbin at the age of five to be raised by his grandparents. Conscientious, seemingly from birth, Ron had a strong work ethic, beginning as a child through mowing yards and having a paper route, jobs that were typical of a boy. Getting involved in radio at 16, he had a show called Teenage Platter Party, which he put on along with schoolmates at WCTT in Corbin. Upon graduating high school in 1959, Ron enrolled at Union College, where he remained for 3 years before dropping out to become involved in the ministry, before returning to WCTT to work as a disc jockey. After marrying Judy Wright, Ron returned to college and completed his degree in 1968, where he received a teaching certificate. By that time, though, radio had already gotten into Ron's blood. While in college, he had worked part-time at WIWI in Barberville, and therefore never really pursued a career in education. Instead, he was hired by WEKY in Richmond that same year, where he remained until 1972 as the voice of the EKU Colonels, covering football and basketball. He then went from Richmond to WMST in Mount Sterling, where he remained for a year before moving to Elizabethtown in 1973. On October 1st of that year, he became the news director at WIEL, working alongside sports director Dick Curtis, with whom he covered color for many E-Town Panther games. For much of his career, he anchored the morning news for the morning shows of Bob Kraft, Scott Gettle, and finally Brian Walker. And with much of his early career involving sports, it only made sense that he was called upon to man the microphone for Host Communications in Lexington during the broadcasts of University of Kentucky basketball and football, while the legendary team of Kaywood Lefford and Ralph Hacker called play-by-play action. Ron loved radio. It was ingrained in him. But what he loved most about the biz, as he called it, was interacting with the listeners. He felt it was his responsibility to inform the community and to keep them abreast of any news developments or topics that affected them.
Good afternoon. Another beautiful day in north central Kentucky. Mostly sunny skies. We're right at 70 degrees. A broadcasting milestone in this area, WIEL was Hardin County's first radio station when it went on the air at noon at this date, September 28, 1950. Five E-Town businessmen as owners, Horace Tabb, Holly Skidmore, J.W. Hodges, Stokely Bowling, and Clifford Deeks. Bill Harris, the first manager for 2 years, after that for 20 years, D. Huddleston.
Ron could also be spotted each year at the Hardin County Fair, roaming the fairgrounds nightly, conducting on-the-spot interviews with fairgoers, and broadcasting fair events. For Ron, this was an important part of community involvement. It became necessary to embed himself with his listeners in order to more closely identify with them. And this was where Ron excelled the most. He was always there to report historical events, like the 1976 bicentennial event at Freeman Lake Park, where they observed the burying of the time capsule.
In the middle of her 50 years, Hardin County's three-year-long celebration of the nation's bicentennial celebration was all over the radio.
Well, you know, 1976 is when they wrapped things up, and it was, the big bicentennial year, and I remember E.J. Clark and myself were instrumental in putting that together, our coverage together, and we have a time capsule out of Freeman Lake Park that's going to be opened up near the Heritage House there, probably when we're long gone.
I think it's a fitting time to bury this time capsule so that those folks 100 years from now can know what we were doing, know that we...
That was Bob Kraft and Babe Thomas.
But one of the most important events to affect the area occurred before Ron had even finished unpacking in E-Town. The tornadoes of April 3rd, 1974.
Parallel across the Sesalia towards Elizabethtown. All right. And you sighted that wind?
Just now. It's going on right in the moment.
It's going on right now. Where...
We're in Cecilia.
You're in Cecilia.
And it's about a quarter of a mile north of Cecilia.
And you own the hardware there in Cecilia?
Right, uh-huh.
Your name is?
Mr. Woodring.
Mr. Woodring.
And we've all taken shelter. We've closed up businesses and bank, and we're all in the basements over here.
Well, Ron, when I called you, I was real nervous, as you well know. And then when I called, I thought of everything I could do possibly to tell the people. We had about 20 people in the basement of our house. And I said, well, one thing I do, call radio station and tell them that there's a tornado over the sea. And it went over. It didn't duck down, hit any property. It went over, and it was a big bunch of birds and trash and everything in the air.
It was southeast of Brandenburg and moving toward the city.
And so we went out, looked around the corner, and there it was right in back. So we went in, and Bill warned the people that it was coming and to seek safety.
There's been considerable property damage in the Elizabethtown area, the North City Limits area of Elizabethtown. This reporter was on the scene and saw one mobile home park completely flattened. Also across the street from the mobile home park on North Dixie, the Clayton Mobile Homes, a new business in Elizabethtown, mobile homes literally turned end on end and upside down. The complete inventory of Clayton Mobile Homes wiped out in one fell swoop. Apparently, the tornado from various sightings in Hardin County came from the west and northwest and moved towards the east and southeast. It struck in the Colesburg and Tunnel Hill areas, and the two deaths were apparently in the Colesburg area of Hardin County. Once again, considerable property damage as well as two deaths in the Elizabethtown-Hardin County area. This follows in the wake of a storm which destroyed a mobile home park Friday night at Plantation Park, which is only about an air mile from where the second destructive tornado struck down this afternoon. I'm Ron Boone reporting.
Ron crafted his news reporting skills almost from the instant he walked in the WIEL door, having coupled his natural broadcasting talent with his keen attention to detail. Within a few months, he had learned to also apply a sense of urgency to that task in order to cover the events of that day. Many people over the years have identified Ron with his news reporting, but what most listeners weren't aware of was Ron's technical savvy. When WKMO went on the air in 1977, Ron was instrumental in setting up a dual-station news approach to the WIEL-WKMO local news in order that both could be reported live at the same time without interrupting the normal flow of WIEL news. It was like a mini live network within the building. It was truly revolutionary. Each station had its own identity, while listeners heard the live local Ron Boone news. In the end, though, it was the early lessons from his news reporting experiences that made him the straight-shooting, no-nonsense newsman that Elizabethtown came to depend on. He had learned to rely upon those lessons on many occasions during his 31-year service to the Heartland. From covering severe weather to regional and state emergencies, perhaps no news story was as difficult to cover as the 1988 Carrollton bus crash.
I don't know what. I do not have any answers for you this morning. I don't know why, but this I know. We serve a God that does. We serve a God that does. And the Word says, for all things work together for good. We don't understand.
It's just that our hearts go out and our sympathies and our condolences go out to all the families all over the county and in Meade County. And all of us are in grief and shock. It's difficult to even look for good in something of that sort. But those people are people of tremendous faith. And I've noticed it in their expressions to the media and what's been printed so far and what we've seen on television, that they have the unshakable faith that they can deal with a crisis like this. And I certainly admire every one of them.
It's saddened us as it has the community. It's shocked us. I'm not sure where we are in the process yet, but we lost loved people from this institution, and we're all in shock now.
Just spellbound. Couldn't even think of such a thing.
We have extra counselors who have excuse me, come in to help us. The chaplain corps at Fort Knox has given us four of their people to be here on standby to help, and we're doing all that we can at this point. And things seem to be going, as I said earlier, as well as they can under this circumstance.
We're trying to determine some of the next of kin addresses, perhaps where they attended school, things of this nature, and we're doing this in relation with the investigation that's being conducted in Carrollton. Most of the people are very quiet. I would say that most of them are in a state of mourning. There's not been a great deal of discussion about the incident itself. People just seem to be sort of numb from the experience.
We have decided to start a fund for the families that were involved in the tragedy and make an additional, make a beginning deposit of $500 to help them in any expenses that they may have incurred. When something hits this close to home where there's people involved that you know the families and you know the individuals, that it shakes you very deeply.
By then, Ron had left WIEL but had stayed in the area, going to work for area competitor WASE. A few years later, he was instrumental in getting WRZI on the air. And it was there he remained until the new owners of WIEL and WKMO purchased WRZI as well, allowing him not only to return as news director, but to do so for all three stations. Throughout his broadcasting career, Ron also took keen interest in covering the political scene, both local and state. And Ron Boone could always be counted on to be behind the microphone, relaying important precinct results.
To Election 2002. 24-Hour News Watch now present live coverage of the 2002 general election. With the area's fastest and most complete coverage of today's election returns, here is News Director Ron Boone.
Good evening, everybody. We should have an exciting night tonight as we count the votes, and they'll be coming in here before very long. We have covered all 55 of Hardin County's precincts with some...
According to his wife, Judy, there was not a thing Ron didn't like about radio, nor was there anything that he wasn't willing to do. One of the programs Ron was most proud of was Heart of the Matter, a weekly public affairs program that got its name initially from the arrival of the Heart Program at Hardin Memorial Hospital.
This is Heart of the Matter. I'm Ron Boone, a native of Sonora with relatives in Elizabethtown. Carl Brashear, who now lives in Virginia Beach, is the subject of a hit movie now playing across the nation, Men of Honor, which probably should have been called Navy.
After the original series of episodes were complete, management and Ron all agreed that this program merited continuing on a weekly basis, and they did so on Sunday mornings. Ron blazed a path of quality reporting and set the standard of broadcasting excellence in the region as well as the state. Perhaps no one was more devoted to his profession than Ron Boone was to radio, and the folks of Elizabethtown and Hardin County are the beneficiaries of his dedication. It's been said many times by many individuals that with his abilities, Ron could have gone on to bigger markets and achieved even greater successes. And he'd had many offers to go elsewhere. But it was Elizabethtown that Ron loved and chose to put down his roots.
Get close to the sound of Elizabethtown, W-I-E-L.
And for that choice, E-Town and Hardin County have been blessed.
And that's the new news. I'm Ron Boone.